Today is Thursday, April 11th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in Bus Snow News. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida convened at the White House on Wednesday, highlighting the pivotal relationship between the two nations as international tensions continue to rise. Their discussion ranged from security in the Pacific to the current conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. They also announced a joint air defense network between the U.S., Japan, and Australia, marking a significant increase in alliance cooperation. A Ramadan celebration in Philadelphia on Wednesday ended in chaos after a series of gunshots were exchanged during the event. Philadelphia's Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel stated that approximately 1,000 people were gathered in the park where the shooting occurred and about 30 gunshots were exchanged between the two separate groups. Three individuals were wounded, but thankfully there were no deaths, and five people have since been arrested. And the EPA partnered with the Biden administration to announce the first ever national regulation of per- and polyfucal alkyl substances, known as PFASs in drinking water. This limitation of, quote, forever chemicals will enforce requirements for companies to reduce them to the lowest possible level that they can still remain measurable. Cheers to cleaner water. In other notable news, the U.S. Air Force is testing a new self-flying F-16 fighter jet which was designed to be used against China if fighting arises in the future. The kicker? They're so confident in the technology that they're sending Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall as the passenger. March consumer prices in the U.S. increased dramatically, indicating a possible delay of Fed interest rate cuts. However, with only certain areas experiencing inflation, there is uncertainty regarding inflationary pressure, prompting the Fed to reassess its monetary policy. Attorneys made their final arguments in the trial of Nikolai Mu, who was being charged with murder and attempted murder for a stabbing incident. Mu's attorney continued their strategy of arguing self-defense against harassment from a larger group. Tara Vanderveer, the most successful coach in NCAA history, with 1,216 wins, has retired after 38 years leading Stanford's women's basketball program. Vanderveer will stay on as an advisor to Stanford, while assistant coach Kate Pei is set to succeed her. A word from our sponsor. There's no better way to listen to Current 2 in the morning than with a delicious, fresh New York bagel in your hand. And I can tell you Just Bagels is just that. Check out Just Bagels for a real deal authentic New York bagel and use code NEWS for 10% off your order today. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.